That's a good start. Hi everyone in Audio Boo Land, Darren Hartland here.
Well, you sound half asleep.
I am, that's why. And the Buffster. This is February day 9, and we're talking about judging and being judged. This is a difficult one, because it would be tempting to talk about what's happened in the last year or so. It would be. It would be tempting to, if we didn't know any better. I think everybody has a tendency to judge other people. We all do it. We you can't say that you don't, because every decision you make about whether you like or dislike somebody is a judgment. So, you know, judging somebody doesn't necessarily have to be a negative thing. You could judge that somebody has done something good or something amazing or whatever. It's unavoidable. Every decision you make is a judgment. Every single decision, whether it's about people, whether it's about whether to buy a car, whether to buy get a download from iTunes or an app or whatever, it's all a judgment. But keeping it in the context of people, I subscribe, or as much as possible, I try and subscribe to the what's the word? Not the theory. I subscribe to the philosophy as much as I can that my Uncle Jeff does. He always says, I want people to like me. I'd prefer if people did like me, but if you don't, I don't care. And that's kind of where I am, you know.
That's exactly where I am. I've done what I've done, but I'm not that person anymore. And I'm going to choose to be happy regardless of whether people like me or whether they don't.
You know, and you can... Okay, let's say that you're able to be two distinct kind of people. One person is horrible, manipulative, you know, as many negative traits as you can think of, but disguising it in a veneer of friendliness and happiness and all the rest of it. There are going to be, and let's say it's going to be a 50-50 split between people that like you and people that don't. There's going to be 50 people or 50% of people that like you and 50% that don't. And then, let's say, something happens that prompts a change in your personality or a change in your approach or whatever. So you're totally the opposite person. You're straight down the line. You're up front. You're genuine. You're sincere. What's going to happen? 50% of people are going to like you and 50% of people aren't going to like you. So it doesn't matter. So... If there's going to be a split between people that like you and people that don't, you might as well just be the person that you are. Because there are going to be some people that like you and some people don't, no matter what you do. So you might as well, you know... I was going to say, use the effort on being the person that you are. But it's just exactly what I was just about to say. If you're exactly who you are, there's no effort. There's a hell of a lot of effort.
You're getting comfortable.
There's a hell of a lot of effort you have to expend in being something that you're not. It's a huge amount of effort, emotional effort. So, I think you know, worrying that people are going to judge you is stupid, because people are going to judge you. And some are going to judge you positively and some are going to judge you negatively. That's just the way life works. It would be nice to think that everybody would get on with absolutely everybody else, but it's unrealistic. And probably, frankly, a bit boring, because it means that we'd all be kind of all Mr. Sweet and Sugary, nicey-nicey, just to please other people. And you have to please yourself. Because It's only by pleasing yourself that you can please other people. If you're always trying to please other people, you might actually be pleasing the wrong people. So, and now I'm starting to waffle, so I'm going to shut up. Is that a good idea?
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought so. I was going to go into a whole monologue of all the stuff that have happened in the last little while, but I'm not going to because it's pointless. It's pointless and it's done. It's dusted and, you know, me and Buffy have got a great future ahead of us and we've got a great present. And the past doesn't really matter. You know, Buffy knows who she is. I know who I am. And the people that really genuinely are our friends, they know who we are. And they see what the real situation is. Those that don't, I really don't care about.
It's not necessary either.
Hmm?
It's not necessary to go over.
Well, I haven't. So, there you go. Anyway, talk to you soon. Bye-bye.